Hello, I'm Joseph Prince. Thank you for tuning in to this special broadcast. If you are battling symptoms in your body or trusting God to heal a loved one, can I invite you to stay tuned for the next half hour? What I'm about to share will strengthen your faith to see God's healing manifest for you and your loved ones. You will see from the scriptures how God's heart is always to heal you, strengthen you, and renew your youth. You also hear powerful testimonies that will greatly encourage you as you look to the Lord for healing. We'll also be partaking of the Holy Communion together. So if you can, get some crackers and grape juice ready. We are going to look to our Lord Jesus, and we are going to partake of the healing He has already paid for us to have. Stay tuned and get ready to receive an abundance of His healing and resurrection life into your body, mind, and emotions.
How many would like to know not to be sick? Now, before I go on, I just want to tell you this. Being in the fallen world, we cannot feel vulnerable. You got a shepherd watching you. All right, you cannot feel vulnerable and unprotected. You got to feel protected. You are sitting in the secret place of the Most High. One time, my daughter and I, when Jessica was very small, I held her in my arms, and she would be laughing and laughing during rainy time, especially when it's raining very heavily, because she'd be watching out the window, look out in the street, and she would see people running. All right, those with the umbrella, they are running around, and she would laugh and laugh. She would cackle. She loved it so much. It was raining very heavily. But you say, Pastor Prince, how can you bring your child out of the, in the storm? I wasn't in the storm. I think I told you, right? I was watching through a window. So even though it was raining, we are so close to the scene, all right? We are so close, we can just open the window and touch the rain. But you know something? We are not in the rain. We are in the secret place of the Most High. So when things happen, that's what it means. In Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus is a place of warmth, a place of security, a place of love, because you are highly favored in the Beloved. It's a place where you go out, and it doesn't mean that there's no trouble, there's no trials. They're all around us. But it's as if you and me and Jessica are looking at everything, and yet we are not partaking of those things. We are seeing them pass by. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Why? Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward. Amen. We are living life with our feet on earth, but actually God says you are in Christ. That's your position. Amen? So live life protected. Live life in a place of love where you are being loved. We will have situations we go in, and many a time it's not pleasant, but those things that Jesus paid for, like diseases, we don't compromise on it. So the best person to go to, of course, is the Lord, and ask the Lord. And that's how these things come up, because of my own personal challenge. Amen? Are you with me so far? So ask you again. How many want to be in a place where you can learn that if I trigger this, sickness is going to happen. If I trigger this, healing will happen. Would you like to know that? Yes. From the Bible? Not from Pastor Prince, from the Bible. Okay, remember I told you just now? Go back to Isaiah 53. It says that surely He has borne our diseases and carried our pains. Right? Am I right? But I did tell you the secondary use is the one the King James people use. They use the griefs and the sorrows, right? And they are right. Because when you study the word koli, for griefs or disease, the word, number one application is disease. We saw in Matthew 8. You find that the root word there is actually the word koli comes from. Koli is a noun. It comes from kala. Kala, this is kala. Koli, this is how koli is spelled. It's sickness and grief, but it comes from the word kala. And kala is actually to be worn down in strength. The root word of sickness is to be worn down in strength. Wow. When I saw this, and then you know how you are worn down in strength? You study further? Grief. The devil shoots you with something that grieves your heart. Something that makes you worried. Something that makes you anxious. He doesn't use dynamite to blow up the huge piece of rock. He just drip water, drip, 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 to wear you down. Now, we zero in. We're going to close that gate. We're going to close that door in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Okay. All right. The next one is carried our sorrows. It's like makof. Number one meaning pains. But the secondary word, The etymology comes from the word sorrow. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. But watch this. A broken spirit? Whoa. A broken spirit? Tries your bones. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. You think God is joking? It's a medicine that's not chemical. It's a medicine that has no side effects. No, I just don't like this idea of being happy for no reason. If you're waiting for things to happen, happening that happen to happen the way it's supposed to happen, then you are happy. You will never be happy because happenings don't happen to happen the way you want it to happen. Okay? So you will never be happy all the time. But if it's independent of happenings, is a joy from within. The Bible says it like this, Ecclesiastes 9:7. Go eat your bread with joy. Eat, how you eat your bread? With joy. And many a times, okay, let's finish. And drink your wine with how? A merry heart. For God has already accepted your works. The first part there, we all know it's communion in the context of the New Testament, right? And yet the communion is called what? Eucharist, Thanksgiving. How many times have you attended a communion service and it's very somber? It is very heavy. Search your heart. By the time you finish searching your heart, you don't want to take it. Amen. You're afraid, right? It's called Eucharist, Thanksgiving. It's joy. It's thanking the Lord. So eat your bread with and drink your wine with a merry heart. Amen. Deuteronomy 25. Notice, if there be a controversy between men, they come to judgment, the judge may judge them, and they shall justify the righteous, condemn the wicked. It is the wicked that gets the beating, right? But then, God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So who takes the place of the righteous now? You and I. Who takes the place of the wicked? Jesus and the cross, right? So who is justified by God? You and I. Am I right? Am I right now? My first question, are you taking the place of the righteous for you to enjoy what the beating and all, is all about? Are you taking your place? Or are you taking the place, oh, I'm guilty, I'm this and that. If you want the benefits of the stripe, you need to acknowledge that you are the righteous. Because Jesus acknowledged, all right, Himself as, like, you know, identified with sin so that He'll take the stripes. You identify with the healing. With His stripes, we are healed. Can I have a good amen? In 1 Peter 2:24, you know what's a colon in English? The second clause explains the first clause. Okay, even though they seem different. Let me show you this. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, colon. So even though living unto righteousness and by whose stripes you were healed are two different ideas, but by whose stripes you were healed explains living unto righteousness. Let me tell you this. What God is saying is this, by the way, do you know dead to sins is right there, not verb but a noun? Live unto righteousness is not righteousness as a verb but a noun. Most Christians, when they read this, means you must die to sins, make yourself die, make yourself die. That is a verb. No, when Jesus died on the cross, we died with Him, we died to sins. Sins and sin. Okay? But Peter is using very exact words here. Then it says, we live unto righteousness. A lot of people think right doing. Right doing. But no, righteousness is a gift. We are to live like we are righteous. We are to treat ourselves as the righteousness of God in Christ. If that happens, you experience what? By whose stripes you were healed. Same idea. By whose stripes explain living unto righteousness. Ooh. So eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart. Amen. You need to take medicine. Take both. Amen. You wouldn't think of neglecting your medicine, right? Don't neglect the Lord's Supper. Amen. Rejoice. Amen. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. He loved you, man. And for the joy set before Him, He endured the scourging. No wonder He fell and He got up and fell again. All because He loved you. But He saw you. That's why He got up again. Amen. And He went all the way to the cross. He will not die until He's on that cross because there's another payment on the cross. On the cross, He redeemed us from the curse. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. Can I have a good amen, people? Are you worn down in strength? Jesus says, all you who are weary and are heavy laden, come unto Me and I will give you rest. Amen? You can receive through communion. You can receive your faith. Just believe God, you know, and have a time of fellowship with God. And when you receive it, you mark that time in your diary, you know, put it in your smartphone. On this date, at this time, I receive my healing. From then on, the devil cannot deter you from that. Just go back to your note and say, no, this was the day I received. When the pain comes back, no, this is the day I received. There'll be counterattacks. Amen. But you go back to what you have received. Can I have a good amen?
Stay tuned. Joseph Prince will be right back.
Get the full version of the sermons you've just watched and be blessed. As a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry, you will receive the 4-CD audio series, Why God Wants You Well. Respond now and you will also receive this practical faith-building book on the Holy Communion. Boost your faith for healing today as you meditate on these powerful truths about Jesus' finished work at the cross. Know beyond the shadow of any doubt that God wants you well.
And for the joy set before him, he endured the scourging. No wonder he fell and he got up and fell again, all because he loved you. But he saw you, that's why he got up again. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He loved you, man.
For a gift of $50 or more to the ministry, you can also request this package, which includes Joseph's book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health. In this book, discover how you can come boldly to God's table and eat and drink of his supernatural healing, health, and wholeness through the Holy Communion. Request these faith-building resources today. Visit josephprince.org/help or call us toll-free at 877-901-4300 today.
Just because we have faith, does not mean that straight away we have the answers, that the manifestation of what we are believing God for. The manifestation is God's part. And our part is to believe that God has this provision for us. We believe God for it, but the manifestation is not your part. It can manifest 30-fold, like your healing. If it's 30-fold manifestation, guess what? You still have 70-fold, not yet manifested. You still have the pain in your body, but it's lesser by 30%, right? And then Jesus says 30-fold, 60-fold. Now you got more manifestation and less of that condition left, 40% of that condition. Now then Jesus says what? 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. What is 100-fold? The full manifestation. So our part is not to worry about the full manifestation. Our part is to just believe that we receive and thank God for it. Amen. Thank God. That spirit of faith is what God is looking for. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. So the question says, well, Pastor Prince, if people get healed and all that, how will they die? Okay. Now, let me just tell you this. Just because we don't receive completely this side of heaven, not all of us, we all have certain challenges, right? All of us. Don't feel discouraged. Hey, listen, look at me. Wendy and I, after Jessica, we actually have another child, a baby in the womb, of course. And we were so excited. She was excited. I was excited. And it's about time that Jessica has a partner. You know, but after some weeks, I forgot how long it was, when the time came for the heartbeat to be detected, there was no heartbeat. So, of course, we told the doctor, give us some time. We're going to believe and pray and, you know, the kind of thing. But we lost that baby. There's no heartbeat. All right? And I have one that's growing up in heaven right now. Amen. Quite grown, you know, after Jessica. So, and after that, Justin came. And what a blessing he has been. He's truly the restoration. So everyone who has lost a child, even in the womb, is not lost. David says when he lost his child, he says that the child cannot come to me, but one day I will go to him. Amen. So which means the child is growing up in heaven. So the thing is this, all right? We all have our challenges. There are things that we cannot understand. You know, we believe God, we seem to like, but we don't seem to have the manifestation. Does that mean we stop preaching the truth of Isaiah 53, what he did for us? Does that mean that we forget 3 John 2? A lot of people are angry at people who preach on healing because they have lost a loved one. All right, or they have lost someone and they don't want to accept. But it's not that matter, my friend. It's not that. Just because we fail does not mean the truth of God's word need to be compromised. Maybe there'll come a time, a special anointing where all of us can receive easily. Until then, we are learning. But we cannot let go of the fact that healing is provided for us. in the atoning work of Jesus. It's not just that when God feels like he wants to heal people. You need to know in your own personal life, you can receive through communion. You can receive your faith. You just believe God, you know, and have a time of fellowship with God. And when you receive it and you mark that time in your diary, you know, put that in your smartphone, on this date, at this time, I receive my healing. And from then on, the devil cannot deter you from that. Just go back to your note and say, no, this was the day I received. When the pain comes back, no, this is the day I received. There'll be counterattacks. Amen. But you go back to what you have received. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Do you know that in all the sacrifice that we know of, the animal is brought to the tabernacle, the temple, and then they'll find a vein here where a very sharp blade, knife, the priest will just slice it, or the offerer will have to do it. Sometimes the priest does it, the offerer does it, depending on what kind of offering is it. And he will expose that vein, and then with a quick stroke, painless, the animal loses consciousness and dies. And then it's offered there. It's a picture of Jesus on the cross, right? Am I right? But Jesus wasn't painless. Jesus was scourged. Most likely, 40 minus 1, which is 39 times. Do you know what that does to your back? When the leather thongs of metal and crushed glass and hooks and spikes, just one lash wraps around your body. It's not like you hit with the rotan, you know, we call it a cane. It is something that wraps around your body and then they jerk and flash with loud. That's one stroke. All the animal sacrifices were never tortured before they are killed. Jesus was. He's the only one who was tortured before he was put on the cross. Why? I never saw this until I saw the love of God. Because with his stripes, you are healed. And there is something beyond the sacrifices they offered in the temple. It was straight killing the animal and then putting on the altar of burnt offering. Jesus went through scourging. It wasn't a mistake on the part of Pilate. It was a sovereign will of God. As sure as that stripe fell on his back, just as sure your cancer died. That disease has lost its hold over you. Amen. Amen. People are being healed even right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just receive it in Jesus' name. Everyone that's watching this right now, receive it in Jesus' name. I love you, people. That's why I'm preaching this. Amen. Well, what about Paul? Yeah, what about Paul? Paul died as a martyr. Okay, since you brought Paul up. Okay, Philippians 1. Paul says this, okay? Tell me whether you can say this. Paul says this, I am hard-pressed between the two decisions. Having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh, in the body, is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain in the body, that is, and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith. So imagine a guy talking to you like this, okay? Hey, guys, I'm in a dilemma. There are two roads. I got to choose one of them. I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. He loves the Lord. But for me to stay in the body is more needful for you. So you know what? For your joy of faith and progress, I think I'll hang around in my body for a while. Can anyone say that today? Obviously, he knows something that we need to learn. I mean, some people say, you know, I think I'll stay around the body. They have no choice when disease strikes. So obviously, he has power. And this power is not from him, it's from God. He has power to put death at bay. The rapture generation is a generation that will be alive, not just alive. Those of us who are alive and remain, that denotes power. It's one thing to be alive because you are young. It's one thing to be alive because you are 10 years old or 20 years old. It's one thing to be alive, but it's nothing to remain. Remain denotes power. There'll be a revelation in the end time generation that will cause them to keep death at bay. The last enemy that will be put under our feet is death. Physical death. We're not going to overcome spiritual death because we have overcome already spiritual death. When you're born again, we'll never die spiritually. His body is so full of resurrection life that every disease germ that touches him, I believe, dies. So we got to learn to walk there. We're not there yet, but we got to learn to walk in there, right? I'm sure Paul walked in that, right? Yep. Look at Romans 4, verse 13. For the promise that Abraham will be the heir of the world. Stop. What's heir of the world? God promised Abraham he'd be the heir of the world. So if he's going to be the heir of the world, can you be the heir of the world and you are always sick? You can't, right? Cannot, right? What about if you're always poor and broke? Can you be the heir of the world? No. You can't, right? So all the other lesser blessings are in this promise, heir of the world. So the promise that Abraham will be the heir of the world, you can name any blessing. It is all in this heir of the world. The promise that Abraham will be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed. Don't forget, if you are Christ, you are Abraham's seed. Amen. Yep. Galatians tells us that. What are you? Abraham's seed. So the promise that he'll be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. I don't care what you need, just keep on confessing. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm the right. So the devil's number one weapon will be what? To accuse you. No wonder he's the accuser, brethren. He will try to stop you from realizing that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Or if you know it already, deep down in your, he will try to make you believe it in your head only and not in your heart. And that's why it's not enough to hear one sermon about righteousness of faith. You need to keep on hearing. Because righteousness of faith. Amen. And faith needs to be fed. Yep. The word of God. Amen. Need to keep on hearing. Amen. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Give Jesus the praise. Hallelujah. Amen.
Dear friends, my heart is full of expectation as we come to the Lord's table. The communion is God's delivery system for His children to walk in divine health and strength. When we eat the bread and drink the cup, we are receiving every provision and blessing that our Lord Jesus purchased for us at the cross. That includes healing and wholeness for your body and mind. Are you ready to partake? Hold the bread and say, Lord Jesus, this bread represents your body beaten and broken for me. By your stripes, I am healed and made whole. I am strong and healthy based on the righteous foundation of your finished work. My youth is renewed like the eagles. My body is restored. By your grace, long life and divine health is my portion. You may partake. Now hold up the cup and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that has paid for my forgiveness. Through your sacrifice, I have been made righteous forever. All the blessings of the righteous, including healing, protection, and supernatural favor, are mine. Please drink. Now, friend, just receive your healing and receive your miracle and thank the Lord for it. Friend, God loves you and wants you whole in every area of your life. Be greatly blessed.
I had this system, it was called piriformis syndrome, which is like the locking up of your hip. It's severely painful. And for about 3 or 4 months, I was walking on a cane. It was so painful, I was just trying to give myself some support. I went through physical therapy, didn't have a whole lot of relief, and it kept coming back and coming back. So I started hearing Pastor Prince's message on taking communion and what it was really for. And because all I knew was taking the bread and the wine together. But when I learned what the bread was all about, I said, well, I'm going to try taking communion myself at home. And so I started doing that. And the more I took communion, the less pain I started having. And to the point where I just literally threw the cane away.
7 years ago, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And for the last 7 years, I've been seeking all kinds of doctors and all kinds of different medications and stuff. And when my friend turned me on to Joseph Prince about a year and a half ago, the revelation that Joseph Prince preaches about communion, how that we focus on Jesus's body and what he did for us and how much he loves us instead of on our sins and what we've done, has just completely revolutionized my life. And as I see Jesus on that cross, he doesn't have rheumatoid arthritis, neither do I. It's amazing. I feel so good to be pain-free. Every day was so painful until May of this year. I have no symptoms, no pain, no swelling, nothing. I'm completely healed.
Thank you for watching today's special broadcast. I hope you've been blessed by the word and know in your heart how much God wants you healed, whole, and well. Maybe you are still not sure if God wants to heal you. Maybe you are wondering why you are still not healed. Wherever you are on your healing journey, I want to encourage you through these specially selected healing resources. I believe these resources will put faith in your heart, peace in your mind, and cause you to see the healing you are believing Him for. Thank you for tuning in today. I pray the Lord keep you and your loved ones in shalom peace. And I look forward to sharing God's life-giving word with you again soon.
Get the full version of the sermons you've just watched and be blessed. As a thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry, you will receive the 4-CD audio series, Why God Wants You Well. Respond now and you will also receive this practical faith-building book on the Holy Communion. Boost your faith for healing today as you meditate on these powerful truths about Jesus' finished work at the cross. Know beyond the shadow of any doubt that God wants you well.
And for the joy set before him, he endured the scourging. No wonder he fell and he got up and fell again, all because he loved you. But he saw you, that's why he got up again. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He loved you, man.
For a gift of $50 or more to the ministry, you can also request this package, which includes Joseph's book, Eat Your Way to Life and Health. In this book, discover how you can come boldly to God's table and eat and drink of His supernatural healing, health, and wholeness through the Holy Communion. Request these faith-building resources today. Visit josephprince.org/help or call us toll-free at 877-901-4300 today.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.